As you probably heard, there is a major convoy that's converging on Eagle Pass, Texas. I think that happens on Saturday, February 3rd, but the convoy is beginning now on the East Coast. Virginia Beach, I think, is the origin point. And on the West Coast, I'm not sure, but the two different convoys from the East and the West will be converging in Eagle Pass, Texas. It's a peaceful convoy that is a protest or a demonstration or maybe a celebration of America, a celebration of Texas, a celebration of freedom and liberty. And one of the key organizers of this is Doc Pete Chambers, who I have interviewed many times. He's an amazing patriot, a veteran. He's a community organizer, and he believes in Texas, believes in America, believes in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and all the rest. So he's a great person to be involved with this. I don't have the website URL at the top of my mind right now for this because I'm recording on the road, but I'll have my editor put the URL on screen for you. This is the Take Our Borders Back convoy, and you can go there and check out that website. You can, I don't know if you can register or just join up. You can see the maps, which days they're going to be in which cities. You can join up. One thing cool about it is the convoy that's coming from the east is going to be driving right by the fulfillment center for the Health Ranger store, which is just off Highway 71 as you're sort of getting closer to Austin. If you're driving west on 71 and you see a big... You see a big Texas flag kind of up the hill on the north side of the highway. That's me. At least assuming I get the flag up, I'm going to be putting a big flag up there and hoping that you can see it from the highway. Just kind of expressing support for Texas, you know? So anyway, a couple of reminders and bullet points for this convoy. And I'm not, of course, any kind of... organizer for the convoy, and I'm not even going to be in it because I'm running other things, but I'm pretty sure the organizers would agree with what I'm about to tell you here, and it is common sense, and it is aligned with the freedom movement or the patriot movement, whatever you want to call it. We are law-abiding citizens. We demand that Texas and the United States of America enforce immigration laws. We are not the lawless ones. It's the Biden regime that's lawless. So we are here to enforce the law. We are here to support Texas law enforcement, including DPS, Department of Public Safety, and, Texas Rangers. And I know quite a few folks in the Rangers and Texas law enforcement, Highway Patrol, Texas National Guard, all of them. We are here in support of all those individuals. So rule number one, this should be pretty obvious, is don't have your cell phone with you on the trip, because if you do, here's what's going to happen. The feds are going to carry out a false flag operation of some kind, probably in Eagle Pass, Texas, where they will dress up like Trump supporters or patriots, or they'll dress up like Nazis, and it'll be a bunch of masked feds. That's one way you know they're feds, because they're all masked. And they all have neatly pressed khakis for some reason. It's like, it's the Fed false flag uniform. So masks and khakis and waving Nazi flags, and they will try to start something. They will do something crazy, like they might attack law enforcement. I mean, kinetically, with a bomb or something, like a J6 bomb. You know, they were planting those too. The feds planted that bomb on J6 by the DNC headquarters. No question about it. You know, Darren Beatty has revealed all that from Revolver News. But the feds could easily plant a bomb, blow up some law enforcement, which, of course, we hope does not happen. So all you men and women in blue, obviously, watch your six, because it's not the patriots that are out for you. It's the feds. The feds are out for you. But then as soon as they blow up some law enforcement, they will blame everybody in the group. I mean, this blueprint is as obvious as the nose on your face. And then what they're going to do is they're going to issue a geofencing warrant for everybody's cell phone location data. And anybody who was in Eagle Pass during that time, guess what? You're all going to be rounded up and arrested, just like J6. Yeah, that's the way they'll do it. They'll say, well, you were part of an insurrection, even though you did nothing. You didn't set off a bomb. You didn't commit violence. You didn't do anything wrong. You maybe weren't even speeding. But they'll say, well, you were part of an insurrection. And they're going to arrest you and throw you in a DC gulag, just like they've done with the J6 political prisoners. So one way to protect your rights and privacy is to not use a regular mobile phone. Don't use an Android phone, because they all run Google, except a de-Googled phone, of course. And don't use an iPhone, because they all report back to Apple. And frankly, any phone that you're using, if you have your SIM card plugged into that phone, and that SIM card is tied to your phone number, and which is tied to your name and social security number and credit card and everything, guess what? They're going to do a geofencing warrant. They're going to arrest you. So the only way to avoid this that I know is to use a de-Googled phone. And the company that I discovered, and then we became an affiliate of theirs, is called Above Phone. And you can go to abovephone.com/DTV, as in decentralized TV. That's abovephone.com/DTV. You can get a de-Googled phone. It's an Android phone that does not run any Google at all. It does not report to Google. And you have to buy a data-only SIM card from them. And then you have to pay for that using crypto, which they accept. And you should use crypto that's private, like Monero, obviously. So that's how you do it, okay? And then you can have your de-Googled phone with your anonymous SIM card, data only, paid for with Monero privacy crypto, and then you're not going to be swept up in some bullcrap warrant for doing nothing wrong. Now, should you wear a mask? I don't know about that. I mean, obviously, you got to make a decision. If you do wear a mask, people will think you're a Fed. And if you wear like an N95 mask, like a COVID mask, people will think you're an idiot. I would say that most people won't be wearing masks, but given that, and everybody's going to be recording video there, if your face turns up in any such video and the feds carry out a false flag attack and then they claim it's an insurrection, well, they can do ID by your face showing up in the video. And that's what they did on J6. So I'm not saying don't show your face, but just think about these things. You know, think about it. You could, I don't know, wear a fake beard or something. put on a disguise. I don't know. And isn't it sad that we have to even talk about things like this? Because our fake federal government has become such a tyrannical authoritarian regime that you're not even safe in a peaceful protest, you know, just trying to protect the border, which the feds refuse to do, or the Biden regime absolutely refuses to do. That's an act of insurrection against America, if not an act of treason. But they're going to try to, you know, stop you and call you an insurrectionist just because you're going along with this convoy. All right, next item. Sorry about the background noise. I'm in a truck at the moment. But the next item is that you want to take a de-escalation posture on anything that might happen. So, as you know, I mean, many of you listening to this are already concealed carry holders or members of law enforcement. And, you know, as part of the training of concealed carry, it's about de-escalation. You do not want to escalate any kind of flare-up, conflict, disagreement, whatever. And so whatever happens during this convoy, I mean, you can bet there's going to be, for example, radical left-wing protesters, you know, probably Antifa will show up, and who knows if Black Lives Matter is still even operating. There's going to be, of course, undercover feds and all kinds of, you know, libtards and people like that who are protesting this. And you don't want to get in any kind of conflict with them, especially not a conflict involving the discharge of firearms. So, I mean, you should know the laws of Texas. If you're going to carry a firearm in Texas, make sure you abide by the law. Maybe you have a concealed carry from another state, and Texas does have reciprocity, so be sure to do your research on that. And you should also think carefully about whether you want to carry or not. And what are your rules of engagement or self-defense? You know, for example, don't try to be law enforcement. Don't try to be cops. I mean, believe me, Texas can take care of itself if something, you know, if there's a mass shooter, left-wing moron, you know, psychopath or something that starts opening fire. I mean, sure, self-defense is appropriate, but believe me, Texas is going to be there. Texas law enforcement is going to be there. They are highly, highly capable. They don't put up with mass shooters. Your job as a civilian is mostly seek cover and get the hell out of the way. I mean, really, this is not like Massachusetts or Connecticut or something like that. This is Texas. The Texas boys and law enforcement, they can handle business, okay? So you don't have to be some kind of a lone gunman hero or something to try to take out the bad guy. Obviously, circumstances warrant the correct response, and I can't anticipate every kind of different scenario. So, you know, use your best judgment, but don't think that you got to be a cop unless you are one. Secondly, what are you going to do if people surround your vehicle? You know, like left-wing protesters, if they surround your vehicle and they're trying to provoke you into like running them over, probably because they want that on CNN, you know, but they want to have another dust up. They want to have more video footage of some, you know, Trump supporter running over innocent, peaceful left-wing protesters. And of course, what they'll do is they'll bring baseball bats and they'll start smashing in your windows and they'll threaten you and provoke you. And then when you try to escape, you know, then they'll say, oh my God, we're the victims. You know, that's the kind of crap that the left does all the time. It's all about playing the victim and provocation. So again, do your own research and make up your own mind and get your own attorneys. But my advice is, number one, you know, stay with the convoy. If you can, avoid situations where your vehicle might get trapped in some kind of an isolated location by protesters. Don't seek out protesters, you know, the left-wing protesters. But if you are attacked in your vehicle, and especially if they begin to start smashing windows with weapons, or if they, you know, try to set fire to your vehicle, it is my personal opinion, although not a legal opinion, but it's my personal opinion that they are creating a kill zone and they are trying to kill you. And that in my opinion, I would use the vehicle to escape that kill zone situation, even if it meant thumpity thump, you know. That's just me. I mean, if a bunch of people surround my vehicle and try to set fire to it and start smashing in windows, I'm gonna put that sucker in drive and I'm gonna go, and or reverse, whatever's appropriate. I'm not gonna try to hit people, but I'm gonna try to escape to prevent loss of life, especially my own. So you get to decide, obviously, what's appropriate for you. Just again, try to avoid those situations. Like running over somebody should be an absolute last ditch thing, only if you feel like your life is imminently threatened with severe injury or death and there's nothing else that you can do. And then even then you're gonna be arrested. You're gonna be all over the news. You're gonna be probably stalked for the rest of your life. You're gonna be accused of being a mass murderer. I mean, so think carefully about what you do and what that's going to set off. You know, ideally, we can all de-escalate and this can be just a peaceful protest. But of course, the radical left doesn't want it that way and the feds don't want it that way. If there's any violence, it's going to be from the left or the feds. That's clear. Pro-America patriots are not violent people. They're the opposite of violence. They carry firearms to halt violence. And by the way, we hear all over the news that Israel has a right to defend itself. Why doesn't Texas? Why doesn't America? Why is Joe Biden holding the country hostage and claiming that we need to give all this money to Ukraine so that we can have a deal to defend the border and only allow 180,000 illegals crossing the border every month? What the hell? That number should be zero. And it shouldn't be a deal. It's your job, Joe Biden. Well, if you were actually president, it would be your job. The number of illegals crossing the border should be zero. We shouldn't have to give you anything to demand that. That should just be the default position from day one. So if there's any violence, again, it's going to come from either radical leftists or it's going to come from the feds. Count on that. It won't come from the Patriots. It won't come from Texans or Trump supporters or Christians or real Americans. It's only going to come from the radical left or the feds. That's it. All right, last rule, video everything. Get yourself your GoPro on your helmet or your chest rig. Hit record, you know. Get yourself a different phone. Don't take your main phone for reasons I've already talked about earlier, because you'll be tracked and probably, you know, wrapped up in a warrant. But you can just go get an off-the-shelf phone that's not running a SIM card, that's not tied to the cell towers. And you can use it to record video or get yourself a GoPro, whatever. But record everything and upload it to Brighteon.com. Why? Well, because Brighteon.com won't censor you. And Brighteon, you know, we store everything. We have backups of everything. So we have essentially an archive of everything that you're recording, you know, in case other platforms destroy it or delete it or ban it, whatever. If you upload it to Brighteon.com, that's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, Brighteon.com. That's the platform that we built. We funded it. You can start a new channel for free. You know, just go there, sign up, use an email address, password, and you can start uploading videos immediately and upload everything that happens during this. Even if you don't think anything important happened, you'll probably find out later on that something important did happen and you might have caught video of it, like in the background, without even knowing it. So just film everything and upload everything, even if you think it's boring. Here's a video of a bunch of cars going by, you know? Well, guess what? One of those cars might be the car holding the Antifa terrorist who set off a bomb 5 minutes later. And you know, that car might be of great interest, and your video might be of interest to Texas law enforcement. You never know. So just record everything, upload it to Brighteon, and we'll do our job to protect it for you. And of course, we'll make that available to Texas law enforcement, should they request it, no problem. You know, as part of investigations to find out who's the real terrorist. And it's, again, it's not Texans, and it's not concealed carry holders, it's not conservatives, it's not Trump supporters. The real terrorists in America are obvious. It's the people that are supporting the open borders treason. So bottom line, obey the law, de-escalate any situations, don't carry a phone with you that can get you tracked and arrested, and record everything, and have a great time. I look forward to the convoy and, well, all the celebration of America and Texas and liberty that is soon to follow. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Take care.
We've got a lot of new products now available in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Let me walk you through some of these. First of all, the butter powder that's in the number 10 can there, that's been out of stock for a long time. We have it back. It's certified organic, laboratory tested, an amazing preparedness item in that number 10 can. And then on top of that, you can see the apples. Those are freeze-dried apples, not whole apples, but pieces that are also, of course, lab tested, certified organic. Great for long-term storage, you know, rich in fiber and also vitamin C, which is missing from a lot of people's stored food. In the capsule bottles there in front, we have the brain support, which is Mag Plus, which is a form of magnesium, plus Bacopa for cognitive support. Purple barley in the pouch right next to it there, just to the right. Purple barley, which of course has extra anthocyanins in the barley. And then we've got this organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. This is a newer item and it's really delicious. It's sweetened with organic coconut sugar and it's got organic blueberries, vanilla powder, pink Himalayan salt, coconut flour. This is really amazing. A lot of people love this mix. Look at that that photo too. It looks super, super delicious. Great job on that. And then finally, we also have back on my desk, we have now gluten-free mega buckets. That's the orange label there on that bucket. It's kind of covered up by the blueberry vanilla. But that's a gluten-free version of the mega bucket. If you're, you know, of course, looking to avoid gluten, you can check that out. Now, back to our website, healthrangerstore.com, we have a whole new store. And if you scroll down just a little bit here, you'll see our lightning deals. And these lightning deals are, of course, time-limited deals, extra savings. These rotate frequently. So you can check back every couple of days and kind of see what we have on sale through the lightning deals. Or you can scroll down and you can shop by category, such as, you know, personal care, preparedness, or home products. And you can also shop by health goals. So maybe you're focused on, you know, liver support or joint support or vision support. That's another way to find the products that can best support your health goals. Some items back in stock, on sale this week, bestsellers, and so on. So we're doing a great job right now of keeping products in stock for you. We've achieved some good efficiencies in production. And so, you know, we're finally getting some new things in, some things back in stock that have been missing for quite some time. We're still out of the cream powder, the organic cream. And let's see, what's the other one? Oh, the organic cheese powders. Those sold out very quickly. We're working on getting those back in, but the supply chain is, of course, quite challenging right now. We do have the butter powder in stock right now, so that's something to check out. You can look at all of these and more at healthrangerstore.com. And just remember that every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support and fund this platform so that we can continue to bring you uncensored, high information interviews and analysis from some of the best thought leaders in our world today. We couldn't do it without your support. So thank you for supporting us. Continue to shop at healthrangerstore.com and enjoy all the amazing new products that we have available and the back in stock products right now in our online store. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. I'm humbled by your support. We're here to help humanity navigate these very difficult times and keep you as well prepared and as nourished as possible. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.